The thousands of recordings, photographs, and lyric sheets that comprise the Tennessee Folklife Collection are stored in a temperature and humidity-controlled vault in Nashville. Stacked atop each other, the materials in the collection would reach the height of a 14-story building. They were all assembled under the direction of novice folklorist and state park ranger Bobby Fulcher. Most of it was collected during visits in the homes of Tennesseans like Opal Wright, who Fulcher still visits regularly.
Well, what can you remember about music making at your house?
Lot. I thought the house was going to fall. I never heard so much music in my life.
Wright is the daughter of the late music legend, fiddling John Sharp. Bobby Fulcher is helping the Sharp family restore and release Fiddlin' John's surviving recordings. He's also collecting the stories behind the music.
And they'd invite all the musicians and all the neighbors around. They'd all get on their horses on the Friday. And you could hear them coming for a mile. They had their music all fixed on them horses. Big old black horses.
Fulcher is a child of the folk music era. He grew up listening to Bob Dylan and Joan Baez. The tunes he heard as a young ranger traveling the Tennessee hills seemed somehow more compelling.
And as soon as 3 or 4 days was expired.
There's a difference between hearing someone sing a song that doesn't really believe that there are ghosts or haints and ghost lovers, and someone who believes that they're real. It sounds different to me when I hear him sing it.
Fulcher began spending all his spare time tracking down folk artists and recording their songs. One of his biggest finds was a man named D. Hicks, who had more than 100 centuries-old songs committed to memory. But getting to him wasn't easy.
And I had my banjo in my hand, so when I walked up to the door, oh, there were dogs chained up, and it was good that they were chained. You know, they were pulling on the chain, snarling.
But that didn't stop him.
And knocked on the door, and they let me in, and we started talking about music, and I recorded some banjo tunes right there.
One of Grandpa Jones's.
Each folk artist Fulcher met introduced him to still more musicians he wanted to record. To get to them faster, Fulcher hired graduate students using federal arts grants. Betsy Patterson was one of those early interns. She says Fulcher taught her that to connect with hill people, you have to move at their pace.
You have to learn to sort of step back and wait for the other individual to reveal themselves or reveal what they want to tell you.
Peterson is now the director of the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. She says what's unique about the recordings Fulcher and his team assembled is the sheer volume of a collection built over a lifetime.
Hey, Clyde. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
One of the artists Fulcher got closest to is fiddler Clyde Davenport, named a national treasure by the National Endowment for the Arts.
Playing my old favorite, Betty Baker.
Davenport is now in his 90s. His fiddling has slowed, and he sometimes forgets how a song starts. But once on the bow, his fingers come alive. Seeing the end of his Park Service career on the horizon, Bobby Fulcher is now focused on sharing the music that's become his passion. He helped launch a record label to ensure Tennessee's traditional music reaches a wider audience. SandRockRecordings.com has released 9 albums of traditional music so far. 6 more are in the works. Fulcher now manages one of Tennessee's newest state parks and continues to add to the Folklife collection. For VOA News, I'm Mike Osborne in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.